Well, the event is called A Swim in Pink. It's about breast cancer awareness. It's also a fundraiser, but the main thrust of it is to highlight and get people to get the breast care and go for breast check. So it's all about awareness and looking after yourself, and it's a bit of fun, and that's what the Swim in Pink is about. So everyone dresses in pink, has a lot of crack, but unfortunately, or fortunately, it's nearly always women. So I've been asked as a man to participate this Sunday. It's in Rosnaula at 1 o'clock on Sunday next. So people will gather in the car park in Rosnaula, probably about 20 to 1. So everyone can still come along. You can register on the day and make a donation. And if you have something pink, if you have some pink pyjamas or anything you want, come along and have the fun. And I was 70 myself last Sunday, so it's my first time ever to do it. So we're trying to encourage a lot more men to participate. It's only, as I say, a bit of crack, but it's a very important issue as well. I've had cancer 6 times myself in my life, so it means a lot to me. And it means a lot to people who are going through a tough time that a lot more research and treatment will be available in the Northwest.
That's amazing, Paul. 6 times cancer survivor. That's absolutely amazing to hear. You're a real battler. My final question for you is, how important do you think it is for men to participate in these pink swim cancer awareness events, which may be predominantly women? How important is it for men to participate as well?
Well, cancer hits men just the same as it hits women, and even more so because we have a bad habit of not looking after ourselves and not presenting. So the more people you talk to who have experienced cancer, who are family or friends of people who have suffered, the more you learn and the more aware you become and the more you present for it. So it's very important for everybody. But in this aspect, and it's, as I say, men are a bit shy about a lot of things, so they also have cold feet, literally, so they're afraid to get into the water. So that's why I'm saying, if a 70-year-old like me can do it, then why not, guys, all of everyone in the Northwest, you know, get into your gear next Sunday, come along. There's plenty of other venues, Sligo and Donegal, so there's no reason for someone not to participate next Sunday. Have a bit of fun, and I'm sure afterwards you can go for a cup of coffee, cup of tea, and have a bit of socialising with the new friends you'll have gained on the day.